Welcome, my name is Charles Sterling. I'm a senior program manager on the test tools team in Visual Studio. In this session, we're going to take a look at load testing. Five different areas. First of all, the problems that we're trying to solve. A couple demos that will help you actually get some traction with your load testing efforts. First of all, using Visual Studio Online to make it much simpler. Using the Visual Studio client to solve some advanced scenarios. And finally, scaling out with the cloud using Azure. And lastly, I'm going to leave you with a bunch of resources that are going to help you succeed with your load testing efforts. In talking to developers, most development teams are not doing load testing. It's not because they don't want to. It's not because they don't feel it's important. It's just that load testing can be fairly difficult and fairly expensive in terms of time, especially when it occurs, which is at the end of a sprint or at the end of a release. With that in mind, we've actually focused on making load testing very, very simple to get started with. Here I am in my Visual Studio Online account, and you'll see that there is a new hub called Load Test. I'm going to go ahead and click on that hub, and I've been working on a Parts Unlimited website. So supplying that URL, and I can actually go ahead and supply sub-URLs like my About page or just go to the home page. In this case, I actually do want to look at the home page. Let's give it a name, and you'll see that that's important because it is fully integrated back with your efforts in the Visual Studio client. So if you're doing load testing there, you can go ahead and say, if I'm looking at my Parts Unlimited website, I want it to be in my Parts Unlimited tests. Go ahead and taking a look at 25 users. In this case, I don't think I need a long run duration to see if I've solved the problem with my homepage that I had before. Think time, 1 second is fine. And most of my customers are actually using IE, so I am going to change that. At this point, in, I don't know what that was, 10 seconds, I've created and executed a load test. Once again, we want to make it very, very easy for people to get started and not have an excuse of it takes too long to get set up, or I needed to go out and provision machines, or I needed to go out and think about getting my test team involved. It is as simple as actually supplying three pieces of text and hitting a button. Now, in this case, we're not going to wait the 60 seconds for that load test to finish. I have one that I just ran a couple minutes ago, and you'll see that my average response time was 0.08, and my request per second was about 800. That's great. That means the bug that I had in my homepage was actually indeed resolved. It also illustrates the fact that even though this is a very simple scenario, it can highlight problems. So that is my first demo that I wanted to show for load testing made easy with Visual Studio Online. For my second demo, what I'd like to do is show you how you do things like add more URLs. Maybe you don't want to look at just the home page or just the about page. Or go ahead and change the user load pattern. Maybe I want to step them up instead of all at once, all 25 users, have every 5 seconds add 5 additional users. And that's going to be much more realistic to how websites generally work. And increase the load and duration. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Visual Studio client to actually look at those advanced scenarios. So inside of my virtual machine, you can see that I've got my load test manager open. And if I actually just refresh this, you can actually see the runs that we were running a little while ago. So this goes out and illustrates the fact that the load tests run in Visual Studio Online and the tests that I do in Visual Studio are one and the same. I can go out and look at the same reporting, etc. Now, I promised going out and showing you how to do some advanced scenarios. So let's go ahead and add a new web test from within the client. And this is going to give me a web performance test. Now, in my web performance test, I could go ahead and by hand add those URLs. So I could go ahead and add a request and underneath of the properties, set that back here. Yeah, that is one way of doing it. Now, the much easier way is to go ahead and record your own actions. So as I go ahead and take a look at my different pages, it's following along, making sure and tracking my activities, even to the point where if I had supplied a values for adding a part, typing in a name, it would actually track those as well. So let's go ahead and stop this and show you how I could go ahead and change the distribution of my different web tests that I may have created before and how to actually step that user load and change the things like duration. So rather than the constant load, this is what I showed you in Visual Studio Online, we're going to do a stepped load. And we're going to go ahead and start the user count probably at 1 in the step duration every 10 seconds. Go ahead and add 10 more until I get a maximum of 200 people, and I will max out that. You know, rather than 200, let's do 2,000. Okay. Now, if I have multiple web tests, maybe I'm actually taking a look at my page and I'm taking a look at the reviews website that I'm also running as part of my Parts Unlimited application, I could take a look at and interleave both of those tests back and forth. So I could go ahead and base it on users, on the user pace, or I could go ahead and step through them one at a time. But I do want to go ahead and base it on the total number of tests. And now it's saying, of which test do you want to do? So I actually added a web test earlier called Web Test 1 from my Fennel project, and I have a Web Test 1 from my Fall. I really should have renamed these. This is a do as I say, don't do as I do. You should never have your web test called Web Test 1. At this point, I could go ahead and have my Fall moment, which is the last one I added, being most of the tests that we run. At this point, I could go out and change the network type that my test is coming from. As you saw, the browser distribution, and I could actually get much more fine-grained than what they gave in the Visual Studio Online IDE. And if I wanted to collect local performance counters, I'd do that here. I'm going to show you that we have a better way of doing that using Application Insights here in a little bit. And that run duration, you saw that Visual Studio Online actually gives you a maximum of 5 minutes. If I wanted to set this up to be 20 minutes, I would do that here. At this point, I've showed you how you actually could go ahead and solve the advanced scenarios of changing your run duration, stepping your load count, changing how you actually are running the different web tests. Now, at this point, I want to actually demonstrate or give you a third demonstration of scaling this using the cloud. In the last demonstration, I showed you how you could go out and cover advanced scenarios, going out looking at multiple URLs, changing the step load pattern, and even the duration. Now what I want to show you in this third demo is how to use the power of Windows Azure to scale out to the largest runs that you probably want to do. In my load test project, you'll see that there is a load test settings file. Opening this file, you'll see that the default is run test on the local computer or test controller. So what that means for a 2,000 user run, I would probably want to go ahead and provision 10 computers, set those up, and install the test agent on there. But by selecting the run test on using Visual Studio Online, we'll automatically provision 10 virtual machines and put the test agent on there for you. So I'm going to go ahead and apply that and close that. Presto bango, 10 computers instantly available to my load test. Another option that we've added is the ability to collect performance data from Application Insights. So by going back to my load test, looking at a new option called Applications that wasn't there before, I can go ahead and say, I want to get performance data. Selecting my Parts Unlimited application that I've got already registered in Application Insights, I can go ahead and add things like average response time, my exception rate, etc. This is going to grab those performance counters from my production systems and add those to my load test. So giving me a 360-degree view of my application while that load test is running. And that concludes my third demo, but there's actually more. By the time you watch this video, we will actually have a brand new Visual Studio template that will have all of these settings made for you. So all you have to do is go ahead and in your test hub that I showed you in the very first demo, select the download Visual Studio template or go to codegallery.visualstudio.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully you've seen in the session that we just did that load testing can be made simple. We can solve the most advanced problems with the Visual Studio client, and we can scale out to the largest runs that you may need using the cloud and Azure. In front of you, you've got some resources that are going to help you with those three topics. Thanks again. My name is Charles Sterling.